This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Gene Hackman died of heart disease and Alzheimer's, and his wife died a few days earlier of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by rats or mice, that from the New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner. A week of wild swings on tariffs causing uncertainty, which Wall Street hates. ABC News senior political correspondent Rachel Scott.
It has been a week of whiplash. First, the president imposing those tariffs, then providing exemptions for tariffs, then pausing them. And now that new threat of additional tariffs on Canada imports. Now, of course, it's unclear when or if those are going to go into effect.
Wall Street major indexes ended Friday with gains for the day. Convicted murderer is dead, executed at a South Carolina prison, becoming the first person in the U.S. in 15 years to die by firing squad. Those three accused spies, including two U.S. Army active duty soldiers, had classified and top secret computer files they wanted to sell to China, say investigators. This is ABC News. Federal law enforcers are working with local police in Oregon to investigate another act of violence targeting one of Elon Musk's companies. ABC's Brian Clark.
Demonstrators were back at the Tigard, Oregon Tesla dealership Thursday, hours after someone shot at some of the vehicles in the building.
There's no answer for anything violent or jeopardizing someone's health and safety.
John McAlpine was one of Thursday's protesters. Nobody was hurt in the shooting that damaged three cars, but it's the latest in several acts of violence that have been targeting Tesla dealerships. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A Myrtle Beach, South Carolina woman has been arrested, accused of starting the Covington Drive wildfire that burned more than 2,000 acres and prompted evacuations. Witnesses say that Alexandria Bieluso started a fire in a backyard fire pit that was near a tree line. South Carolina forestry officials say she did not take precautions to keep the flames from spreading. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, dude, are you trying to make kicks? And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, stop it. Don't try to make just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process.
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Low 20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs around 50 Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Right now, it's 27.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the American crisis. Also, the GOP has a mandate. Should they be able to pass a stopgap spending bill without Democratic help? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a person as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of this adventure blows in our ears, then imitate the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide, hold hard the breath, and bend up every spirit to your full height. For there is none of you that hath not noble luster in your eyes. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry, it is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. My name is Jefferson Smith, and it is my last day with you. Thank you. Apologies to the bard. Tom will return to you on Monday. What subjects should we broach, dear friends? The game is afoot. It is Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. Jobs report out. What are your thoughts on the jobs report? Hint, just because you elect... Well, I don't want to say hint. I want to say, smart friend of mine said, oh, so I guess this is what happens when there are three straight years of changing the interaction of labor starting to get a better deal, of workers asking for higher wages, of them leaving their job if they don't like it, that you get so much of Atlas not shrugging, but Atlas flexing. You get so much of... of the wealthiest people in America and nigh the world who hate that so much that they spend more than princely sums, kingly sums, emperorly sums of secret money, purchase and use every media lever at their disposal or buy them so they become at their disposal so that move towards that, start to inch back towards a middle class, is stopped in its tracks. That is how my smart friend, in somewhat different words, but roughly speaking, identically, the sentiment had to say about where we are. It has been wonderful being with you. I want to say something else. There's an ongoing challenge. I have seen this challenge. It's always been around. It's been around before I started paying attention. But it was certainly around when Ralph Nader ran for president. And we've heard it this week. And we've heard it for the years. And I want to offer my one-liner view.
Anytime I come up with a one-liner view, it is woefully simplistic, absurdly so, hopefully not embarrassingly so. It simplifies maybe to the point of error, but it is useful for me to have operating principles, rules, thoughts in mind to keep me functioning. And also sometimes thoughts boiled down like that can then be spread, can be useful to other people's brains as well, and not so serpentine that they can't be shared with somebody else. The debate has been roughly, is the way to build a, and it's almost always put so simplistically, it's even hard for me to say the words. And I don't mean the way I'm going to simplify. I mean, generally, the argument as I hear it, where you hear, the way for blank to win, Democrats to win, progressives to win, pro-democracy folks to win, different things, but people use different words, overlapping things, is to move to the blank. They're making a mistake because they're not moving to the blank. And we've heard it this week. We heard it with the group of Democrats that got together and said, well, we're losing because we're not moving to the middle. I move to the middle. That's the way to win. You got to move to the middle. And then callers come in and say, the problem is we keep moving to the middle. If you really want to win, you got to move to the left. Move to the left. You got to move to the left. And the response to that is, well, wait a minute. If that were the answer, that if a supermajority of people or majority of people agreed with the most liberal people in America, wouldn't then the governance structure be a little more liberal? And you have to answer that question of why not. There are answers to it, of course. And there's this back and forth discussion. Now, the way Jesse Jackson used to say it when he was talking to the Democratic Party is that you need both your right and your left wings to fly. Well, that's pretty good when you're Jesse Jackson. You can have that kind of rhetorical flourish. The thing I am advocating for is we have to think not primarily about positioning. That is, in fact, my critique, is that so much of the American political discourse is based on a construct that is false, this idea that, well, because we have a right arm and a left arm, most people, and a right leg and a left leg, and because there was a right-hand side of the aisle, a left-hand side of the aisle in the, French Parliament, that is the way we should be thinking about our politics, and that is the way we should think about power. And then, even if that is a useful way to think about power, because you got to get to 51%, and so if you got these folks and you don't have these folks, you got to get some of these folks, right? That's been the way to get the math to math since the first past the post system was developed. But then it also starts controlling our brain. It controls our discourse so much that if you think, well, I side with these folks over here on this idea, that means I can't side with these folks over here on any idea, or maybe they're all half wrong no matter what happens. And the problem with that, there's lots of problems with that, but that can also be exploited. The way Robert Reich would put it, if the move is that conservatives continue to move to the right, as has been happening since after Eisenhower, right, if you not exactly linear, but almost not a straight line, but if you go after, if you go Nixon, right, and then skipping forward, then go to Reagan, and then skipping his Vice President Bush, and then George W. Bush, and then go to Trump, and not even look at the occupants of the White House, but look what's happened to the Republican Party itself, what's happened to Republican media. If it continues to become more and more extreme, more and more right-wing, and if the response is, well, then move to the middle, well, I mean, you can make the math on that one. So I have found the spectrum idea of politics useful, but also self-defeating for a country, for my own brain, for movement building. I think that also, if you are within the movement, if you're within a political party, that if the most important discussion that you think needs to happen is my allies who aren't as ready to go as far as I am on blank are one of my primary sets of adversaries, or If you think, oh, my allies who believe most powerfully about some of our most important values are among my most important adversaries, that causes a hugely important problem. One of the easiest problems to exploit if, say, you are Republican donors to Ralph Nader in the year 2000. Because he had them, a lot of them. And if you think it's because Nader was their first choice or their second choice after Bush, you and I have a different analysis of what was going on and a different impression of what his chances of winning ever were and a different impression of how the math maths in a first-past-the-post system. To say nothing now, I guess I will now say something now, of when you have engaged foreign governments who are working, and I can think of one in particular who has worked very hard and spent lots of counted and untold countless resources and years of influence to try to manipulate the conversation and stoking infighting within an opposition party. Stoking infighting within a pro-democracy movement if what you want to do is undercut democracy, if what you want to do is build division and distrust within the very people who might have a chance to make the world a little bit better, heck, that's one of the best strategies you got. And so I find it, not only do I find that tug and pull in its simplistic form, in its let's pull this way, no, let's pull that way, instead of what's the solution, what's the strategy, what can we do next, where can we find a win, what's the thing we can do right now that would build us to an even broader, an even brighter, even bolder future that might happen in 2 years, might happen in 10 years, might happen, might be planting a tree, the shade of which we will never enjoy. I'm interested in those discussions, but when it's just, let's pull this way, let's pull this way, I'm a little less interested in that discussion, I have to say. I think it is simplistic in a way that is not simplified. I think it is misleading. I don't think it's useful. It's occasionally useful, too often not useful. It becomes a crutch. That might be ableist. It becomes a cheap tool. It becomes a little lazy. So I want to offer something I hope is simple, but hopefully simplified, not just simplistic. There's two thoughts. One, without a talking point, I'm stealing this from an old colleague of mine. He said, let's talk about solving problems. Let's not just talk about how we wield power. Do we wield power by moving this direction, moving that direction? How do we solve problems? If we can be people, if we can be a movement, if we can be a democracy, if we can be government, if we can be an America, if we can be leaders, if we can be activists who solve problems, who identify a problem and figure out a solution to that problem, then we are worthy of trust. When I say I think activists should be activists in a way that when people watch them, the people watching them think those people should have more power, those people should be in charge. If I know, listen to Mr. Rogers, look for the helpers. If I know that leaders are trying to solve problems, those are the leaders I want to have more power. Getting a little more to talking point land. A little more to talking point land. My old mantra was not just left or right, but forward. And then Andrew Yang stole it. Did the wrong thing with it, was make a political party that if it becomes its own political party, we'll just split vote. But the other is this, and my sum is this. Don't just think about whether we should move to the right or move to the left or move to the middle. It's how do we move the middle to us? How do we build the kind of community, the kind of media, the kind of conversation that moves the middle to us? And that's why I value all of you. And we'll be right back with your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Grateful to be with you. It has been a wonderful week for me. I'm so grateful. Your calls, Anything Goes Friday, coming up almost right now.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My dog just stole a potato, apparently. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business, save hours and money every month by shipping from all of your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. And you never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. And over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use code Tom to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom. ShipStation.com, code Tom. Let us go straight to your calls as inning goes Friday. As we think about how do we move the middle of the country, not just try to dance with some arithmetic problem that's getting rigged by somebody else. What are our moves to try to make sure that there's a supermajority of people in this country who will fight for democracy, who will understand that we are not in the middle of normal times, this is not somewhere within any acceptable Overton window, that there is a sense of urgency, and how do we communicate that sense of urgency at the same time that builds power, that builds a movement, that builds energy, that builds agreement. I am interested in your thoughts. Carlos from Carson, California, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for Open Friday. Listen, I want to focus on Trump's conversations with President Sheinbaum in Mexico regarding the drug trafficking.
Yeah.
And I hope that the focus is focused on China, who's playing a primary role in the production of the chemicals, the precursors that are needed to create fentanyl, and also their control over the ports of Mexico in Manzanillo, yeah, and in, there's another port where all the these precursors are coming in. And once they come in, Chinese transportation takes the fentanyl all over the United States and all over Mexico and into the United States. And I'm suspicious that fentanyl is very rampant in some of the communities that are controlled by Governor Newsom, who has ties, extensive ties, with commercial ties with China, and also Mitch McConnell. In Mitch McConnell's district, there's a lot of proliferation of fentanyl there, who is married to a Chinese person who has affiliations with the Communist Party. So, we've got to do some real investigation.
So, is your concern that you're not trusting the conversations that are happening around fentanyl limitation between the current administration and the Mexican government?
No, it's all smoke and mirrors. Look, history, both governments have been controlled by the drug network, Mexico.
I appreciate the call, Carlos, and I do think having a strong policy to try to fight against fentanyl for pro-democracy folks is important for so many reasons, humanitarian also, so that's not a wedge that tries to make people think they ought to destroy the middle class or destroy the environment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
More of your calls coming up next, and thank you so much for them. 202-808-9925.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Gene Hackman died of heart disease and Alzheimer's, and his wife died a few days earlier of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by rats or mice. That from the New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner. A week of wild swings on tariffs causing uncertainty, which Wall Street hates. ABC News senior political correspondent Rachel Scott.
It has been a week of whiplash. First, the president imposing those tariffs, then providing exemptions for tariffs, then pausing them. And now that new threat of additional tariffs on Canada imports. Now, of course, it's unclear when or if those are going to go into effect.
Wall Street major indexes ended Friday with gains for the day. Convicted murderer is dead, executed at a South Carolina prison, becoming the first person in the U.S. in 15 years to die by firing squad. Those three accused spies, including two U.S. Army active duty soldiers, had classified and top secret computer files they wanted to sell to China, say investigators. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5%, according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, "Dude, are you trying to make kicks?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." He's like, "Stop it. Don't try to make the, like, just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process."
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Low 20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs around 50 Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 25 right now.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Mondays. We have Stephen Williams, owner of Blue Book, discussing debtors' recent arrests. We'll also welcome Dr. Anthony Eastreet, CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. Stay tuned.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
I know you and Tom are both Oregonians, as is my wife. So I'm glad to hear another Oregonian.
Let me just interrupt for a moment to say thanks to the KBCS people there in Seattle, to the listeners and the people who run that station. It's one of the model nonprofit stations around. Hugely appreciate their work and do want to put a plug in and a thank you to all of the non-commercial stations and every member of those non-commercial stations that helps keep sort of a beacon of pro-democracy media around your community. So forgive my interruption, Roger, but just want to say that thank you. Go ahead.
And also KBCS was the first community college. Now I think they just call themselves a college. To have the first Chinese-American ambassador, Gary Locke, as an interim president.
Oh, interesting.
That may be another selling point in their next pledge drive campaign, that we're the only community college that Joe Biden totally supported as First Lady. Yeah. She's very much a community college political person.
Yep.
So... But I wanted to thank you for bringing up the fundamentalist topic earlier this week.
Yeah.
Because even though the initial part of my rant here is kind of dour, but it's connected to the religious fundamentalists of the world to try to put them in perspective versus all the other types of fundamentalists that you were covering in your nice little piece there. But initially, I wanted to put up the image of the Planet of the Apes. You remember Planet of the Apes?
Sure.
And Charlton Heston was riding bareback and then came upon in the sand some metal sticking out and started crying on the beach when he understood what that metal was.
Yep.
And so I think there's an interesting image that we could compare is to a bareback Putin maybe riding on one of his polluted beaches in the Black Sea that, you know, or one of the used-to-be beaches of one of the seas that is no more because they, unlike in the United States, you know, they were unable to save that lake from drying up and turning into a desert.
Yeah.
But anyway, if Trump miscalculates, maybe his trying to threaten what's-his-face in Ukraine, the president of Ukraine with World War III, maybe he's going to be remembered as the Charlton Heston / Putin who causes the Statue of Liberty to be radioactive by decimating the world with World War III.
Yeah.
If you go back to World War I and the Baltic little error that whatever caused somebody to say, oh, yeah, let's go to World War over that little hamlet of the world. And then, of course, since they didn't really resolve it well. Hitler rose up and gave us World War II. Well, I think Trump now can be, if he makes a miscalculation, the reason that the cockroaches will read in our history.
We'll win over time. Roger, thanks. No, thanks very much. I'll make sure you have a chance to finish your point. Were you able to make your point?
Not yet.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and make it. We've been at it for a bit. So, finish up. We got lots of callers come. Very much appreciate your call.
Okay, well, I've mentioned with Tom, and I don't know whether you listen to every jot and tittle that Tom writes, but Michelle Obama and Martin Luther King suggest that the Democrats, you know, not lose their enthusiasm, but let's take the high road, not go low when they go low.
Yeah.
So I think we need to look for ways to enter into protesting Trump and Putin and whoever else is only looking out for themselves and take the long view.
Agreed that folks should be finding ways to protest. And Roger, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for listening on KBCS. And I also appreciate your time. And I like your analogy. And I do think there's no president who wants to be the precursor to the Charlton Heston moment of seeing the Statue of Liberty buried in the sand, realizing the story was the end of the world and the end of America. To your World War III point, obviously, that's an argument that Putin and Trump have made. It's kind of a subtle threat of, if you don't do what we want, if you don't let us ravage Ukraine, you might be starting World War III. Okay, that's not a peace-loving comment. That is a not very veiled threat. It's not very veiled at all. But if we're using history, and you don't have law of large numbers to kind of run in a supercomputer all the iterations and how might things play out, and analogizing to one thing, you know, isn't always complete information. It's never a complete information set. But if we're going to use World War II as an information set, letting Germany go some of the way, thinking that's what would stop a bigger war, turned out that wasn't how it worked. Appeasement didn't avoid World War II. Appeasement almost certainly helped precipitate it. And we should keep that in mind. Vic, waiting patiently in Manhattan, Illinois, you're on the air.
Yeah. I know that I'm sick of hearing about all the bad things that Trump and MAGA have been doing. And I know that a lot of my friends and family feel the same.
Yeah.
We want to do something to counter the madness.
Yep.
But we don't know exactly what to do. So I don't want to do the same. You know, I've worked for the Democrats in the past, and it's always get out the vote and get money. And that's not enough anymore. I think what we need more than anything else is a strong leader. All right. Somebody that's got a well thought out plan, well researched and focused plan. And I think the way to get that is to develop a strong leader, and then you got to come up with some think tank stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, you get people together because it's complex, you know, and that's what the Republicans do so well. I mean, they come up with all these think tanks, mm-hmm. and then they get a focused message that comes out, and we just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the kind of people that I think we need in the think tank would be constitutional lawyers, mm-hmm. press leaders, so we can figure out how to get the message out, advertising people, psychologists, economists like Robert Reich, Christian leaders that are real Christian leaders that know how to mm-hmm. counter the Christian right. Historians familiar with the intent of the founding fathers, and also it's really important to history in the last 100 years. You know, there's a lot of things that happened that people seem to have forgotten.
Yeah.
No, some real Republicans like the Lincoln Project people and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And come up with a focused message and tell people, focus on this now. You know, we've got some opportunities now. There's chinks in in Trump's armor. He, you know, he's crashed the market for a couple days. He's let Musk gut the government. We got a whole lot of people seeing his renewed ties to Russia. You know, he's got fights with our closest allies. There's big chinks. And if we had a focused attack against that, you know, from the think tanks, they could come out of there and tell us, just tell us what to do. I'm dying to do something.
All right. So let me take a crack. Don't wait. I think this is maybe my favorite topic that could possibly be talked about is we want to do something. What do we do? And what I heard you say was, let's get a great leader and let's get a focused message and let's get a set of think tanks who help either support that or help lead into it. And I don't disagree. Like, heck yes, a really strong leader who can be a leader of a movement and or a great national candidate. Heck yes to focus messages that can bring people together. Heck yes. Heck yes also to using this moment as a time, as we've seen watershed moments in history. We've seen watershed moments in history be times not only that had short-term impacts, but that started building infrastructure, started building capacity, built new nonprofits, built new political efforts that were gifts that kept on giving, unless you didn't like them so much, see Heritage Foundation, where it didn't feel much like a gift at all. This is that kind of moment. We do need to see growing and growth in that infrastructure. Let me make a case. And I know that there's a risk when I say it, it sounds like it doesn't meet the moment. So how could you talk about doing something locally? What am I mad about is Donald Trump. Let me tell a story, and it's based on a study. And it's the story of the clay pots. So, because very often people are like, oh, we need a focused message. And I agree, it's great to have a focused message. Let's talk about how you get one. Maybe you get one because you have the right leader. They come down from on high or down below and everything's great, right? Or maybe because you have the right smart people and they crafted a room, they work on the perfect thing and they hand it to you and maybe, and I'm not knocking that possibility. Here is another possibility. They did a study on clay pots. I know we're not talking about clay pots, but bear with me. So they took two groups of people. They asked one group of people, make the best clay pot you can. And you will be judged on it, and you'll win a prize if you make the best pot. And they told another group of people, make as many clay pots as you can. And you'll be judged on the best clay pot you make. And they looked at who made the most clay pots between those two groups. And not surprisingly, that second group made more pots. They were told, make the most pots. And they made the most pots. And then they looked at which group made the best pots. And the group that made the best pots was that same group. It wasn't the group that was told, make the best pot you can. The group that made the best pot was the group that said, make the most pots you can make, and you'd be judged on the best one. Now, what does that have anything to do with what we're talking about? I think it has a lot to it. I'll try to explain. So there's this idea that we should wait for that message. And then when it comes, when that leader arrives, when the person on the white horse or the horse that ever color rides over the hill, and I am saying, no, we cannot wait. Spin a pot. Make a pot. It might break. It might not work. It might not be the best one. But we have more people spinning pots. We have more people coming up with messages. We have more people going long and going local. More people who are working. It doesn't have to be your own town. Right? You can pick one adjacent that has a swing legislative district that overlaps with a swing congressional district, with overlaps in a swing state. You can adopt a district. You can pick somebody else, but you also can work locally. You also can become a precinct person. You also can pick something. Maybe you do live in Florida. Maybe you do live in the New York race that's coming up soon. Maybe you got something to build for the future. But just start spinning pots. Start building a movement. And we have seen progressive movements in this country. Yes, it was important that there was a progressive platform that helped then spawn Teddy Roosevelt Woodrow, the best parts of Teddy Roosevelt Woodrow Wilson, and then the best parts of FDR. But also, so much of that stuff happened because it was the bottom up. So don't wait, act. Be part of that change, be part of that solution. Lead, don't just be ready to follow. Vic, that's my answer.
Not enough.
All right, I hear answer. That will be the debate. If you've got your best thing, I'll hear it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If anybody's got the person on the white horse, tell them to call. I'd love to talk to them. Otherwise, start building.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It's my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's hard to surprise
anyone anymore. It's hard to be surprised. Seems like every day there's something new to worry about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Regain control with life insurance policy found just for you by the licensed insurance agencies and agents at SelectQuote that can protect your financial legacy. Where you need $500,000 or $50 million in coverage, SelectQuote can find you the perfect policy. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal one-size-fits-all policies that might cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Have you ever worried about getting coverage of a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a wide variety of health conditions. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance policy for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's hear from Tony in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, Tony.
Hey, Jefferson, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. You're doing a fantastic job sitting in for Tom.
Thanks, man.
I really appreciate you doing what you do. I've got three quick points. I'm not going to hold you long because I want you to, you know, address them.
Sure.
I'll just state them, and then you can talk to everybody listening. There were 800 leases for federal offices canceled by DOGE this week across the country, and a lot of them had to do with Social Security administrations, mm-hmm. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Department of Management, small business associations. Mm-hmm. What happens to all those physical bodies that were working in those buildings? That's my first one.
Yeah.
The second one is SpaceX had a test flight canceled on Monday this week, the 3rd. And yesterday, they do the same thing again, and on this 8th launch, it explodes over the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Why? Now the FAA has issued a ground stops. Why didn't they do that on Monday?
Yeah.
And my last one, Jefferson, is, you know, the night of that Trump speech, the joint Congress, whatever, he goes up to John Roberts and tells him, I won't forget it, thank you again. We all know what that is.
Yep.
My question is there any recourse for regular American citizens when the president tells a judge in the highest court in the land, I won't forget it, thank you again? How obvious is that? There's no more proof required when you see that happen. This is the Supreme Court. That makes us small guys feel like, well, we don't stand a chance with anything.
Yeah.
If the court is already taken, we might as well give up. I'm not going to give up, but this is one of the few places I can voice what I'm feeling and get, you know, a true feedback and regular, honest Americans. I'm an immigrant, but, you know, I'm legal in this country. And you guys have just a great job trying to get that word out to help people to get to understand and see through the madness. Thank you, Jefferson, for the work you do.
Tony, thanks so much. Thanks so much for the call. I will have to answer it afterwards. But short version is, I think they hope to fire the people that they're letting out of the buildings. The other problem is they're going to have to reverse some of that course because they're not doing good planning. Yeah, why would you have somebody who crashes his own rockets be in charge of everything in the country? That's a weird decision. And yeah, we're supposed to have the courts as a last recourse. If it looks like they're in on the crime, that makes it a problem, doesn't it? We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers,
over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Get.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Mystery solved. Gene Hackman died of heart disease and Alzheimer's, and his wife died a few days earlier of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by rats or mice. New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner Heather Jarrell.
Pills present on scene were thyroid medication, which were being taken as prescribed, and is not currently a concern for a contributory cause of death.
President Trump imposing tariffs on Mexican and Canadian goods, postponing them, then threatening more. Owner of Solar Roast Coffee in Pueblo, Colorado, Mark Hartcup.
I did see a splash of blood when the bullets entered his body. It was not a huge amount, but there was a splash that you could see.
A reporter, Anna Dobbs, there for a firing squad execution in South Carolina. Convicted murderer was executed at a prison, the first person in the U.S. in 15 years to die by firing squad. This is ABC News.